Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. A last-minute issue that the Michigan State Legislature is wrangling over is severely underfunded county and local government and government school district employee retiree health care benefits. 9 days ago, several hundred police officers and firefighters protested at the state capitol against possible losses of these benefits. As I previously explained, these benefits are not protected under Michigan's Constitution as our government employee pensions. A government could unilaterally cut or cancel these retiree benefits simply because there are no funds available to pay them. With the massive size of these promised benefits, it will not be possible for governments to keep their promises. Taxes cannot be increased enough, and governments will not be able to borrow sufficient funds to keep these promises. It is inevitable, as we have seen elsewhere, that governments will either be forced to repudiate promises of benefits or make significant job cuts. More likely, as happened with the City of San Jose, California Police Department, both will happen. In San Jose, the police union negotiated some reductions in previously promised pension and retiree health care benefits. However, the cuts were not sufficient for the city to afford. As a result, the city cut more than one-third of its police force. Since there will never be sufficient funding to pay for all the promised pension and retiree health care benefits, government employees are going to be forced to make hard decisions of accepting huge cuts or risk the loss of their jobs. If you want to point fingers at who caused this problem, there are at least two categories of culprits. First, you have the governments who made promises of future benefits without funding them at the time the liabilities were incurred. Second, you have the negotiators for government employees who were either dishonest or incompetent at realizing they were negotiating for benefits that governments could never afford to pay. It gives me no pleasure to tell you that last week's protest was just a forerunner of what will certainly grow to thousands nationwide in the months and years to come. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.